Thank you very much, Dr. Han. For our next speaker, okay, just a little bit different title on the bio. our next presenter is Ni Da from China 5 years ago with a Bachelor of Medicine in the Health Administration and Master's degree in Science and Technology, Policy and Communication. She graduated from both an MPH and PhD program, specialized in health communication at the Department of Community and Behavioral Health at the University of Iowa just this year. She's currently working at the Asian Health Coalition in Chicago as a coordinator in substance abuse prevention program. As we all know, social media is a very good tool, and especially Facebook. Who has Facebook here? Most of you. I do too. Okay, let's welcome Dr. Zhang.
Thank you, Dr. Kosai, for the introduction, and welcome to my presentation today. How many of you are from Hawaii? Any of you? Aloha! So my presentation today is about disseminating HPV vaccine information on Facebook among female college students in Hawaii. I have no relationships to disclose. And first of all, I would like to thank the Imihali Native Hawaiian Cancer Network from of Papaola Lokahi and also the College of Public Health at the University of Iowa. And this study is part of my MPH practicum project, so this won't be happening without their help and support. And today's presentation will cover these six aspects. And first of all, HPV. It is the most common sexually transmitted virus in the US, and it affects 20 million Americans. And HPV could cause cervical cancer and other cancers in women, and also genital warts and warts in throat and other diseases. And cervical cancer, there are about 10,000 women in the US are affected by it every year, and 4,000 of them are expected to die from it. So it's really important to prevent cervical cancer. Unfortunately, we have HPV vaccine that can do this. And HPV vaccine can prevent most cases of cervical cancer in females. And it has three doses. The first dose, and after that, 1 to 2 months after the first dose is the second one. And the third one is 6 months after. And age group, the routine vaccine is recommended for girls between the age of 11 and 12, but also you can catch up vaccine from the age of 13 to 26. So my study population is the female college students aged 18 to 26 years in Hawaii. And there is a survey done in among those Hawaiian college students in 2008, and they found that about half of the college students never heard of HPV, and 48% of them had a misperception of it. So it's really necessary and important to educate this group of students about HPV vaccine and to educate them more and potentially increase the HPV vaccine rates. So how can we reach this group of population? As you have already, like Dr. Kosai has asked you, how many of you are using Facebook? It's social network sites are being widely used among the young generation. So can we make use of this widely used social media tool to reach this group of people? And how? And there is one model from marketing that we borrow from. It's the PATH model of antecedents and consequences of online word of mouth. And in this model, it predicts that there are two communication consequences. One is chatting, which is using one's own words, and the other one is forwarding, like sharing the existing messages. So my study is to explore the potential. How can we use Facebook to disseminate HPV vaccine information either from chatting or forwarding among those female college students in Hawaii? The theoretical framework I'm using is the theory of planned behavior. So this theory predict that, say that attitudes, subjective norm, and perceived behavior control predict intention. The methods I'm using is focused group meetings. So I recruit female college students, firstly from the two instructors at two colleges, and I ask them for some help. They can ask their students in the classroom, if they're interested in participating in this research. And also, I designed those flyers. These are culturally tailored, and with the help of the staff member at Imihali. And I post those flyers on campus and also send out handouts. And after recruitment, we had the four focus group meetings with 18 female college students in two colleges. And they're all between the age of 18 to 26, and all these studies done in March 2011. And after I collected data, the notes are taken, I analyzed them. So, findings. Most of the students are around the age of 20 to 26 or 25, and the average age is 23, this with the standard deviation of 2. And the average length of Facebook use is 38 months. And nobody has ever shared any HPV vaccine information on their own Facebook. And which is consistent with the previous survey's finding is that about half of them have never heard about HPV vaccine. And some of them still has the misperception about HPV vaccine, such as the age range. They thought that after they pass 20 or 18, they're not eligible for HPV vaccine anymore. So these are the misperceptions. And the findings are organized in terms of the different constructs from the theory of planned behavior. First, we look at the attitude. So chatting, some of the students think, okay, it's good because it's good information, it's helpful for them. And they don't mind talk about the Facebook, on their own Facebook about HPV vaccine, if they have more knowledge, so if they know more about HPV vaccine. But in terms of forwarding, and they say that, oh, it's easier and better than chatting. Recall that forwarding is using the existing message, so we have already prepared the existing message, so they feel like, okay, it's easy and better. And then they feel more comfortable if they agree and support the existing HPV vaccine information. And in terms of subjective norm, which is like if they think their friends will approve or disapprove their behavior of sharing HPV vaccine information, we found very interesting that for chatting and forwarding, they have different subjective norms. For chatting, they think that their friends will think it is a good cause and it's really cool. And some of them think that their friends would prefer very relevant, fun, and interesting messages. However, there's small percentage of the students mentioned that their friends might think it's weird for them to talk about HPV vaccine on Facebook. And in terms of forwarding, the most concern is that they're afraid that their friends will think it's a spam on the internet because there's some overload information on the internet, so many misinformation there, so they're afraid that their friends will think it's a spam too. So they think personalized information would be better because their friends would think, okay, you endorse the information you are sending, so it's not a spam from somewhere else. And in terms of perceived behavioral control, which is the confidence of disseminating HPV vaccine information on Facebook, in chatting, it's said that students think that, okay, knowledge. If I don't know much about HPV vaccine, how can I talk about it? So knowledge is the main barrier for that. And then they feel very confident to share information if the information is neutral and factual. There is no like attitudes behind it. If it's just telling the truth or how many people are affected by HPV vaccine each year in the U.S. of such factual information, they're very confident about sharing that. And forwarding, they think that their confidence in sharing, even if they're from credible sources, if it's like from a website, anonymous website, they won't feel very comfortable sharing that. So the last construct from the theory of planned behavior is intention. So most of them think that they're willing to share HPV vaccine information if they're provided with credible information from the authorities. And most students prefer forwarding than chatting. And some suggested, that is a very useful information for us. It's like some suggest forwarding in the beginning. After they know more about the information, know more about HPV vaccine, they would like to do more chatting about HPV vaccine using their own words. So discussion parts, first of all, I think this is a very exploratory and innovative study. It borrowed the theoretical framework from marketing field, like distinguishing chatting and forwarding. And the study shows that it's really necessary to distinguish these two. And students have different attitudes, subject norm and procedural control and intention in terms of chatting and forwarding. And also, the very useful information for future intervention will be to target those students with more HPV vaccine knowledge so that they can be more comfortable to share those HPV vaccine information on their own social network sites like Facebook. And then it's also very important to provide students with HPV vaccine information from credible sources. Okay, that's the reference. Thank you.
If anyone has a burning question right now, we have about approximately 4 to 5 minutes before we move on to the next speaker. Yes, please.
On this last presentation, did you measure the effect of summation? Did you do anything with that information or just pass it on? Does it have any behavior impact?
Yeah,
so the question is, did I ever measure behavior and is there any behavioral impact? And actually, I did that after this focus group meeting. I did a pilot intervention. I created a HPV vaccine social media campaign group on Facebook. And I asked all the participants of the focus group meetings to join a group and then share those information on their own Facebook. And we have one friend suggestion for the email for the group I created. And there are one participant forwarded two posts from the CDC website, the resources I posted on the Facebook, so they can share it, forwarding those information. One piece of information is how common are the health problems caused by HPV, and the other one is how are the HPV vaccines needed. And then after people post these two posts, we have the first post, we have 3 comments and 1 like. And the second one, we have 10 comments and 1 like. Thank you. Any other questions? Okay.
Related to the gentleman's question, do you have any additional evaluation process to measure how many of those comments or likes were folks who then went to get vaccination, went to get screening or went to implement some of the health behaviors that were shared in the health institution?
Yeah, that's a great point. I think that would be definitely be a good direction for the future research, but this practicum does only have like 1 month. I did all these in 1 month. I didn't have the follow-up research after that, but it's definitely a promising future direction. Yeah. Thank you. Any other questions? No? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.